así.
4K. Fantasy. It's a war. It's a war.
Out there, wait, here we go. Oh yeah,
that's Steve drinking a diet Mountain Dew. Disgusting.
So good.
What the fuck,
that was for a very special few listeners out there. You know who you are. Oh yeah. So we've got many, many, many things to discuss.
Oh my God, I have an email address now.
Oh.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with me directly.
This is fancy.
You contact me at joe@planetarbitrary.com.
Look at that.
Yeah. So now, I still have the Game Classy email address, but now if you want to send your complaint about something we talked about, you can send it directly to my, actually, most of the stuff that we get from the fans,
listeners,
is relatively on the positive side. I gotta
yeah,
see.
I mean, they can shoot you an email, they can post on the Planet Arbitrary page where the cast is hosted, they could put it on our Facebook, or they can tweet it to Game Classy.
Yeah, we're available in every facet of your internet life.
Every orifice. We've oozed into every orifice of the internet.
I like the fact that you were not more than 10 seconds ago asleep, and now you are just rocking the Diet Mountain Dew.
Well, yeah, I mean, I gotta get some caffeine in me because I'm moderately hungover, so I need to get the blood flowing, the juices pumping.
I'm a father, so I don't get to get hungover a lot.
I'm a big baby.
You are a big baby.
I have to take care of myself.
Well, anyway, welcome to Planet Arbitrary, where we ask the eternal question, have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon?
I'm just going to throw it
or
out there.
Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins. Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain, Steve?
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
This is not Planet Arbitrary.
Oh, fuck.
Nothing. Who's the greatest warrior ever? Who's a hero of renown? He fought an evil ocean. He cast the Lich King down. And when the evil Fire Count captured the maiden fair, he rescued her with such bravery, she let him eat her hair. He's Billy. Oh, one time, he fought a bear.
I'm going to have to, autocorrect that in post, because that was my meters were literally running red at that point on the recording device.
You know, sometimes when the greatest warrior in the land, you run red.
All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot to talk about today on Game Classy. Welcome to Game Classy. As always, I am your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the Mutalith Vortex to my hen tentacle, Steve.
That's garbage. I'm the hen tentacle.
I know. Jesus Christ. Does that make you sad? I know we're not going to talk. I said we're not going to talk about Wars of Chaos at all, but does that make you sad that it's not called the Hen Tentacle?
I think Hen Tentacle is already permeated. It's just going to be called that anyway.
I don't know where that came from.
It must be German.
You think it's the German?
Well, almost always the German white dwarves are spoiled first, so that's probably the German name.
Oh, that would be really funny if it is. Sof Hans, are you playing with the Hen Tentacle?
Yes, Klaus. Do you like it? I've painted it this fleshy pink for you.
I don't like it because I don't like anything because I am German.
Oh, I forgot we are nihilists today.
Let us not play this game. This game is for children.
Yes, let us play a real game. A game for adults.
Settlers of Catan.
Table flip. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. I'll give you a quick rundown. We got to talk about Privateer Press. We gotta talk about we gotta talk about Shadowrun.
Yes,
because for some odd reason Steve thinks it's important to talk about Shadowrun.
There's a lot of shit going on with Shadowrun.
And we also have to talk about the ongoing controversy with Maelstrom and Mir's miniatures.
Ongoing.
Basically, let's start off with this, because this is probably the older of the three things we're gonna talk about today.
Yeah.
So we mentioned it last podcast. Mir's Miniatures is putting out this amazing looking Kickstarter, great deals and everything. And we talked about it. Yeah, we were like, you know, there's a little bit of a controversy behind it because of what went on with Maelstrom, and my inbox was flooded with with five emails about
this. Flooded with a whole five, Jerry.
People on Facebook too commenting and everything like that.
I actually had a couple people on Facebook comment and a couple people tweet it.
Yeah. I don't want to go too deep into what people are saying, but basically it's the same team from Maelstrom working on Mir's. Like, everyone's pretty much the same, and a lot of people got burned on the final thing. A lot of people didn't get their minis, and I'm talking, like, hundreds and hundreds of pounds. But that's, you know, that's that English money.
I think now disappeared. I think now is another good time to bring up the fact that Kickstarter is not a store.
Yes.
So if you are donating money, you are donating money. So there's a chance you could get burned by any Kickstarter you donate to. So, I'll say again, we said it before on our episode that was all about Kickstarter. You donate at your own risk. And
yes.
You donate what you can't afford to lose.
I mean, I think it's important for people to look for, I guess the correct term would be reliable companies. Cool Mini or Not are now on their fourth Kickstarter. They've done Sedition Wars. They did
Zombicide.
Both of which have already
shipped.
Relic Knights is Soda Pop,
but it's also Cool Mini.
Yeah. Relic Knights just finished not too long ago, and they're already halfway through it. And now they're finishing up Rivet Wars. Tomorrow is the last day. We're recording this on Saturday. This podcast will be up on Sunday. So, yeah, it's...
Doom, 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 doom,
Chibi Dust. Chibi Dust. Chibi Dust. Chibi Dust.
Rocketeer!
They do have a Rocketeer mini.
I was thinking of getting the Rocketeer. Like, nothing else. Like, it was just kind of like...
They seriously look like little people, like Rocketeer. My daughter's little people figures. And I almost kind of want to buy it just for that. Like, just Rocketeer give them to my daughter to play with, you know? Yeah. I don't know how they're going to come, so I don't want to, like, get it and then have to, like...
It's probably not appropriate for children.
Probably not appropriate for my two-year-old. They do look like little people. And some of the latest stretch goals are really cool, like the little planes and stuff.
I saw the Red Baron.
But still, at the same time, I'm just like, I'm not going to paint these. I'm not. And I was just talking right before this podcast, and I was just saying, I'm starting to get more and more issues with two-player compatible minigames. Expandable minigames. Like Rivet Wars. It's designed for two people to play against each other.
Yeah.
And they're coming out with expansions, you know, so you could expand your army for two people. But what is the life of that game once they stop doing expansions? I mean, they could bring in a third faction, but at the same time, it's like, why even bother? What's the end game of this? Is this just designed for, like, me and you to play Chibi Dust? Or is this more designed for, I don't know, is this going to be, like, a bigger game system that people are going to have to, are going to keep expanding on? I don't know. So it's kind of weird for me.
Yeah, I mean, the general rule for a miniatures game, if you want it to be, like, a long-lasting, a playable thing, is you need a minimum of four factions.
Yeah.
You've got to have four.
Which is part of the problem that regular Dust, not Chibi Dust, is having.
Yeah, I think Dust finally came out with their third, the Ruskis.
They've been out for a while. They've been out for, like, almost 2 years now.
Having enough stuff to compete with the other sides.
Yeah.
Because that's the other problem, too, when you release factions in little chunks like that, is you'll have, it's like, oh, cool, the Russian starter set's out. Too bad they suck because they don't have anything.
Yeah.
They don't have this, or this. We got to wait for those things.
Apparently, the fourth faction is going to get released soon, from what I hear. Even though that game...
Are they the Greys?
The Greys? The aliens. Yeah, I think that's what they're supposed to be. I think the aliens are going to be released for the Dust. Screw that. I want, like, Zulu warriors for Dust. I want an African
cyborg
army.
Zulu warriors.
Yeah.
They got cyber arms and robo spears.
Robo spears.
Yeah.
Yay!
Their headdresses are made of metal and satellites.
It's like, but, whoop, 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 whoop.
But anyway, going back to the Mirce Kickstarter, I want to thank everybody who did send stuff in, because it is always cool that, first of all, when we get emails, we're like, oh my God, people listen to our podcast. This is great.
That was one of the discussions over one of the emails. I was like, man, this seems pretty intense. And then Joe's like, dude, that's not important. It's important that people listen.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
And secondly, it's that they take the time out to I don't want to say necessarily correct us, but just inform us. Because I hate it when people correct, like, you're incorrect. The Kator, I don't know, Winter Guard have
butt
a
slam.
Yeah. It's like, I don't really care about that stuff. I don't care about rules. Steve cares about rules. I care about how cool the mini looks. That's me. Or how cool the board game looks. I'm more of a visual guy. Steve's the guy who likes to deep delve into the rules.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yes.
Anyway.
We do appreciate it.
So caveat, Mirce Miniatures.
Yeah.
Donate at your own risk.
That's pretty much all we could say. I'm still thinking I'm going to do it. I'm going to kind of wait till the end and see how it goes. I mean, it's like what I want to do is like the $120 donation, but I still don't want to lose $120.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, they may or may not be a super scuzzy company. You may or may not get your toys, but the toys are nice.
Yeah, the toys are really nice. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Did you see the...
I don't know, Steve.
Did you see the God Slayer that I put up on the Facebook yesterday?
Yes. By the way, God Slayer is like the silliest name for a mini company ever. I was looking at it at work.
Porcupines.
Porcupines. I was looking at it at work on my monitor at work. And since I'm doing tech work at the school, I have a 42-inch monitor on my computer at work. And it was this big thing that just said God Slayer on my monitor. And a person walked up and said, what the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know. It's kind of a metal name.
It is. It's like it. The whole game looks like it's straight up. What's up with
the game's pretty metal.
What is up with fantasy skirmish games all being like snowbound Viking warriors lately?
Well, there's just the little dwarves.
But everything looks like every mini game that's coming out lately looks like it's all about like death metal, like frozen Northland warriors.
Oh, there's way more than that in Godslayer. There's like the centurion looking dudes, the Roman,
yeah,
the Roman bros.
I mean, even they look like they belong in a snowy base.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
It's kind of nice.
But I mean, every fantasy,
yeah,
every fantasy world has the dudes from the North. Period.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. It's got the wildlings from the North.
Meow, meow.
And the
meow,
Starks
meow,
from
meow,
the North.
Meow, meow, meow.
So you've got
meow, meow,
double
meow,
down.
Meow, 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 meow.
There's an 8-bit remix of the Game of Thrones scene that's really, really good.
The cat's doing the meow to the thing.
The 8-bit is better.
No.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Nope. It's better. It's fact.
No, it's not. Fact.
No tongue.
Yeah, so that's the main thing with the mirror. Just donate at your own fucking risk. Yeah, what can we say more than that? Kickstarter, yeah. We always do it. A lot of good Kickstarter stuff coming out,
yeah,
lately, though.
I mean, God Slayer looks awesome. I think, yeah, that game looks really cool. Prices are really good for the warbands and whatnot.
Relic Reinforcements coming out, too.
Is that for Relic Knights?
Yeah. No, not Relic Knights. Dead air. It's just some cool looking sculpts. I don't know if it's Relic Knights.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's from
boom,
Tor boom, Gaming.
Boom. Tor.
Torgo. It's just some nice looking minis.
But Master, you have many wives, and Torgo does not have any wives. Please give this one to Torgo.
What the hell is that from?
It's from Manos, the
hands
of fate.
You are right. I knew that from somewhere. Wild West Exodus also come out. It's a sci-fi western game, also known as Palafoe. They have an Abraham Lincoln vampire slayer in that, too, which I quite like.
No, it's only Malifaux if there's, like, ghosts and mutants and goblins and shit.
It's zombie strippers.
And, like, little kids with teddy bears.
You like little kids with teddy bears.
Only if they're being shredded by the teddy bears.
I also wanted to throw out that Stonehaven is putting out another Kickstarter with gnomes this time.
That's fucking terrible.
I love it.
I loved their dwarves.
The gnomes look awesome.
I have the dwarves.
I know, but I know you hate gnomes and halflings.
Fuck.
And all those. I love gnomes. I love halflings.
Fuck.
What's it called? Who's that company doing the World War I halflings?
I don't know.
Fuck!
If I saw that, I would have definitely shied away from looking at it again.
It's but, like, it's like two pop-up windows appear on my screen. It's like, XXX, horrible, disgusting man meat.
And on the other end, gnomes. And I'm like, I'm going to take my chances with the man meat.
Black Hat Minis is who's doing it. Black Hat does a bunch of World War One goblins already, like goblins with the German pickle helmet and stuff like that. And they have
the Kaiser helm?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, they have a bunch of goblins like that. And they also have dwarves in, I believe, British Expedition.
You know, why not do a mascot skirmish miniatures game? You could have, like, Count Chocula versus, or Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry versus the Cinnamon Toast Crunch guys.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch has mascots?
Yeah, there's the chefs. There's three of them. It's only been it's been reduced to one, I think, at this point. But there were three cartoon chefs for the Cinnamon
Toast
Crunch.
They lost their lives in the Great Mascot War.
Yeah, we're going classic. So, like, you'd be able to have Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute.
Okay.
And the Quisps guy.
Okay. Quisps. What an awful cereal.
Just saying. Like, that, you can have that as a game.
As a game. No, Black Hat Miniatures, is they did the German, they have the British dwarves, and they did a Kickstarter right now for halfling French halflings, so that makes me that makes me happy. What? They look good.
I don't care. Halflings and gnomes are stupid.
They're not stupid.
In anybody's game.
They belong. Look, you go back to the classic fantasy novel of all time, which is Lord of the Rings / Hobbit, and who is the main character? A fucking halfling.
It only works in the movies when it's Elijah Wood.
What about if it's what's his face? Tim from The Office. You know who I'm talking about. From The Hobbit.
Jim from The Office?
No, Tim from The British Office.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about. Martin Freeman plays Bilbo.
Watson?
Yeah, Watson.
No, yeah, Watson.
God damn you, fucking asshole. Yeah, there you go there. One last bit.
That doesn't matter because that's film. That's fiction. I'm talking about D&D. That's real.
That's real life, motherfuckers. And before we move on to actual topics, last bit of news. Spartan Games is putting out a new version of their rules for Dystopian Wars. Not a new version, but like an alternate set of rules where it works more tank companies as opposed to how the rules work for Dystopian Wars, which is no one knows.
Oh, I also linked Dave. They released Firestorm Armada for free.
Yeah, the rule book's out there for free. Gosh, it's fucking beautiful.
Those
fucking
miniatures
models.
Are awesome. Yeah. They're totally fucking awesome.
It's just some of the most beautiful, like, spaceship minis you will ever fucking see.
Yeah, and they have such a good variety. They have a great variety of figures.
I love the Dystopian Wars. You get those models. They don't need to be cleaned. They're just so nice resin.
Yeah.
And it's just like, fuck these rules.
Their medals are nice, too.
Yeah, the medals are nice. You're just like, fuck these rules. God damn it.
The rules make you mad.
They're not, and the problem is they make me mad because they're not bad rules. As we talked about on this podcast, we've gotten into arguments before. You read them, and you're like, once you understand them, you're like, oh, these rules are actually kind of nice, and they're kind of neat, and they're kind of unique. But then at the same time, you're just like, fuck, why are they so complicated to get through? God damn it. I have two master's degrees, Steve. I have two master's degrees and a bachelor's, okay? My bachelor's degree was in English, and not just English, but Middle English. You know, Chaucerian English and the Breton Lays and that bullshit. And I could read that and understand
like,
it.
Ye olde shoppy?
Yeah. Like, when I prolet the short sort, you know, that bullshit. And I could read that problem. No problem. I can read it and understand it and translate it, but I can't read Spartan Games rules for dick.
Lost in Shadow.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, Mr. Gandalf, can you read it?
No. This is an old language. I need to go research in that, like, tower for 7 years.
You're in the White City.
Look, like, through scrolls.
You're looking through scrolls, and then you, like, open up, and you're like, oh, okay. So I'm going to try and read.
Submarines can move 7 inches.
8 inches. Range bands.
No! Oh.
You open it up, you're like, Ashtag Grimbatul Nashka. It's Black Speech of Naggaroth. I don't fucking know. But yeah, they got a new game for the mass combat for the tanks, and it looks really cool. They're gonna release it free online. So
is it called Butt Battlers?
Butt Battlers. No, it's called Armored Clash.
Oh.
Butt Battlers.
Armored Ass.
Armored Ass. Yes.
Yes.
They have a land train coming out for the United States. It makes me happy. Sorry, Federated States.
I like making choo-choo train noises.
It's really cool looking. And there's a giant squid for the land squid for the Japanese.
A land squid. They had the underwater one.
Yes, but this is a giant land squid. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to continue to talk about Spartan Games just because I think I really want them to keep going because the stuff that they come out with is so cool.
Yeah, their minis
unique.
Are great. I've said before, their minis are awesome. Their rules are just not gobbledygook nonsense. I'll probably be picking up some Dystopian or some Firestorm Armada at some point just because the Firestorm Armada ships are so cool. And they'll be useful for lots of things, for miniatures games. Like,
and they're not expensive. Like, no. Their biggest ship, which would cost, I don't know, Forge World probably like $70, is I think only 20.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, a good bargain in the miniatures world.
Yeah.
I like their stuff's so just really, really cool. Like, that's what it is. It's really, really cool. I just wish their rules were better.
Yeah. I don't know. I still look at the guy who used the Spartan Games stuff for Epic, and it's like the coolest looking Epic army ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Epic's trash as well, but
that's I like Epic.
Eh. Eh. Epic's garbage. Epic's a game where you're like, oh man, finally I get to use all the stuff that I think is really cool in 40K but is really stupid on the normal miniatures tabletop. Titans, super heavies, flyers, this is gonna be awesome! And then you realize, sorry Billy, everything you think is cool about 40K fucking sucks in Epic. So now let me destroy you with my tiny little battalions of Lehman Russes and regular infantry. You're like, but that doesn't even look cool! You've got regular tanks and it's a 40K army! And he's like, why don't you tell me that while you're losing.
Steve is pushing his imaginary figures across the table as he's saying.
Yeah,
that.
I'm like. I think one of the things that would make miniatures games in general more exciting is at one point during the game, you need to take one of your models and one of your opponent's models and mash them together.
Make them kiss?
Like, no. Mash them like they're battling.
Oh, okay.
And then whichever miniature stays together better is the survivor. Just once per game.
I prefer if they kissed.
Well, I mean, just that's your prerogative.
Sweet,
you
sweet
that.
Love to each other on the battlefield.
You'd be like, Necron. Nom, 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 nom. I love you, Necron. I love you, Marnius Kulgar. Nom, 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 nom.
No, you have to do it.
They
like,
can make out inside the Damocles.
You have to do it like the Necrons. I love you, Marnius.
No,
Kulgar.
No, the Necrons don't talk like that anymore.
No, how do they talk?
They're like sentient now. They're not skelebones anymore.
Oh, so they don't talk like the Gat.
They're making out inside the Damocles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some guy asked about where the Damocles came from.
I saw that.
I think we're just gonna have to do this like every 5 podcasts, just remind the audience where the Damocles came from.
Don't tell them.
No, make them go back. Make them go back.
Did
and
we actually disclose it in any of the?
Yeah, we've talked about the Damocles. There was a guy who used to come into our work, and he had a Damocles, which is a Forge World tank, and he made it. It looked beautiful. Tell me, it did not look beautiful.
Looked nice.
It would look. It was a really nice looking Damocles.
Nice.
But he would insist to tell everybody about his Damocles, and he showed everyone his Damocles, and he would go up to people and be like, have you seen my Damocles? Not like that, but
store moms.
He'd go up to store moms and say, have you seen my Damocles?
You see, they're from this chapter. This is my special chapter.
And it was a very nice Damocles, but sometimes you just gotta learn when to talk about your Damocles.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Just sometimes. Just sometimes.
It's got a little satellite that spins.
That's the problem with the Damocles. It's such a stupid fucking tank.
Yeah.
It's a stupid looking tank.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like really cool looking.
It's no ogre tank.
It's a command tank. It's not like it's anything special. But the guy would come in and, you know, we would, you know, walk around and be like, have you seen his Damocles? Have you seen that Damocles?
Not much for a conversion, but it'll do. So anyway, let's carry on to
We want to do Privateer Press, or you want to do
Shadowrun?
You want to do Shadowrun? You were really excited about Shadowrun, and I was like, no, I don't want to talk about Shadowrun.
Sorry, Joe. Shadowrun's a thing.
Why does Shadowrun have to come back every 10 years? Why does
it's not. It's not gone.
I know. No, it went away. It was gone.
Catalyst was still producing it. They were producing 4th,
but no one gave a shit.
No, people were buying it.
No, yeah, like 3 people.
There aren't a lot of people who played Shadowrun.
And they were really, really into William Gibson novels. Those were the people who were buying Shadowrun.
Maybe.
And now all of a sudden,
those people still probably just play Cyberpunk 2020.
Just saying. Zing! Old game. And now they're like, real now Shadowrun all of a sudden is making a comeback.
This is the 20.
Don't call it a comeback, Steve.
This is the 25th anniversary or
Jesus
something.
Christ.
It's some special super anniversary for Shadowrun, so not only are they releasing a new edition of the game, which may or may not be good, because Shadowrun ranges, like, 3rd edition was playable, 4th edition, total garbage. The one that's currently being produced, it's so bad. It's unreal.
Yeah.
So 5th new edition might be sweet. Don't know. But what is sweet is they have Crossfire, which is a deck building
game.
I know. I saw it. I was like,
you get caught up in the Crossfire. Crossfire.
So good with the fucking spinning metal shit. You're like, you shoot your friend in the face.
You couldn't shoot your friend in the face.
You can if you broke your Crossfire game.
Why the hell would you break your Crossfire game?
Well, I mean, it still works as Crossfire, but then it also lets you shoot your friend in the face. That happens.
It fucking happened. Those little ball bearings.
Yeah, dude, they fucking hurt. So anyway, there's Crossfire, deck building game, which is a cooperative, you players versus the game.
Yeah.
And supposedly it's going to be hard.
Okay.
But one thing that's very interesting about it is you go on runs, just like in Shadowrun. You can't deep throat that mic. Actually, let me see if you can. Oh, yeah.
It's too wide.
Yeah, you couldn't open your jaw big enough.
I couldn't. It's too big. This big black mic. It's too big. Anyway, continue.
What was I saying?
Crossfire.
All right. Yeah. So deck building game, and you go on runs. You know, it's just like playing Shadowrun. Yada yada. But your characters that you're playing as earn karma, which is how you level up in Shadowrun. That carries over between games.
Ooh,
deck building game. So there's actually a deck building game with role-playing elements?
Interesting.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see.
Will it be better than Netrunner?
Netrunner's not a deck-building game.
No?
So
I thought it was like a...
No. Netrunner's 1v1.
Okay.
Netrunner's an asymmetrical versus card game. And no, it will not be better than Netrunner.
Okay.
Regardless, even though they're not the same kind of game
just,
at all.
You just said two different... You're like, it's an asymmetrical blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, turn off.
I don't know anything about card games. So anyway.
Crossfire.
Can I paint these? No, Joe. They're cards. You can't paint the cards.
Actually, you can. There's a lot of people who make a lot of money doing that.
Really?
A lot of money.
What, painting cards?
Yeah. Card altering is a huge industry right now.
Really?
Yeah. There's dudes who do full art where they extend the actual art that's on the card.
Okay.
So like if it's Jace flexing with a six pack out, you get to do, you would extend it all the way through the card and give him his big flopping dong.
Interesting.
Then there's a variance where you just change the picture entirely, like make I don't know, like a mountain. You draw like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on it or something.
I could see that.
And you could sell that. And then people get commissions for it. It's nuts, dude. It is nuts.
And I bet you got to be like really good at that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not good enough to do that. Like my freehand is decent, but it's not.
The competition is fierce as well.
Fierce?
Yes. Well, no, because there's a lot of guys doing it. And there's, well, next thing back, there's a lot of guys and ladies, because there's actually a pretty decent amount of both. There's
they
a lot of
wear corsets and angel wings.
Well, there's a lot of people doing it, but there's a lot of talented people doing it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, you can't, like, bust into it and be like, I'm pretty mediocre at painting. I'm just going to go ahead and do that. It's like, no.
You will get destroyed. Like me in painting competitions. Like, I'm pretty mediocre. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good enough
to
do this.
I'm going to take it out. I'm going to try it out. See, all you need to do to win the competition, Joe, is hire me, and I'll break the other people's models.
Yeah.
And you'll be the only one left. You'll win by default.
Yeah, I got to get some more painting competitions in because I'm not going down to Memphis. That's all I'm saying.
Walking in Memphis, trying to keep my feet on the ground.
Trying to keep my wallet in my pants.
Walking in Memphis,
seeing car fires down the street. that place is like Mad Max.
Good walking in Memphis.
Max Beyond Thunderdome.
The time. Oh, also there's the Sprawl Gangers.
That's
miniatures
going back to Netrunner.
Shadowrun. Which is a miniatures game.
Yeah.
Looks pretty interesting. They're asking for playtesters right now. I put that
up on Facebook.
This is all done by Catalyst.
It's all done by Catalyst.
Yeah, which is the company that currently owns Battletech and a couple other properties.
Isn't Catalyst doing Leviathan? The big floaty ship game?
Yep. That's also a Catalyst game. The Dieselpunk.
I like the big floaty ship game. It looks cool.
It does look cool.
They always have like a really nice display at Gen Con. They've done it 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
The models that they have, though, are painted like ass, which drives me fucking...
Those are the stock.
I know. It drives me up the fucking wall. Just get someone who has talent to paint your fucking minis.
But they're selling it as a board game.
I don't care, Steve. I don't fucking care. If I see a poorly painted mini is the selling point of your game, I immediately tune out. I'm just like, I can't handle this. I cannot fucking handle it.
You know, Sang-hyung Seol is going to be really upset that you did not like his work on those Leviathan toys.
Steve, I have dishonored my family.
Masu sha sao fu mbaru. I was actually speaking Mandarin.
Oh, Saipan. Wait, what is that? I don't know any of the anime terms. I'm not. Steve is the anime guy. Steve,
that's Japanese.
Whatever.
I said Mandarin. That's
whatever.
Chinese.
It's all the fucking same to me.
You racist scum.
Steve is the weeaboo of this. Steve's the weeaboo of this group. So, what is it? Senpai? Is that what it is?
Senpai.
Yeah.
Joe is my senpai.
I thought Marnie is Cougar, which was
senpai. Yeah, Marnie is Cougar is my senpai.
I don't even know what that means. I'm assuming it means male lover.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
That's not what it means at all. No. But I'm not going to explain what it means to
you. Maybe. I don't know what these terms mean.
Maybe later.
I was just talking about this. I like watching anime. I'm a very, in the term casual, when I call it, when someone's being called a filthy casual, that's me with anime. I'll be like, ooh, what's this, Akira? Oh, this looks good. Then I'll go up to Steve and be like, Steve, have you ever watched Akira?
Sure. I've seen that.
It's this little known Japanese movie.
Nah, no one's heard of that one.
Yeah.
Nobody's heard of that. It sounds, no.
Have you ever heard?
What about Naruto's?
Have you ever seen Studio Ghibli?
Ghibli. No, you gotta say Ghibli.
No, that's
wrong.
Okay.
It's Ghibli, but you have to say Ghibli.
Okay.
Or Ghibli.
Ghibli.
Have you seen the Studio Ghibli movies? Ghibli.
Yeah. And I was just talking about this because I went to the library with my daughter, and, you know, she gets the little kid books out and everything, and they have a graphic novel section. I was looking, and they had, what the fuck was that? Anime Lotus War, I think it was.
Record of Lotus War?
Yeah.
The D&D one?
I don't know if it's D&D or what it was, but it's the actual manga. And I was looking at it.
If it's Lotus War, that's DD.
Okay. I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, this is really, the backgrounds look, and the backgrounds look amazing. And then you, see the characters, and they look like they're drawn, like I could do the drawings of the characters. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
That doesn't sound like Lotus
War. Okay, maybe it's not Lotus War. It was something, though, where the backgrounds were these beautiful, detailed backgrounds, and the characters just looked like big round heads with little faces drawn on them. I'm just like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. I don't get it myself. And then people start talking about anime, and I kind of just do that. What? Huh?
Warhammer? I like Berserk. He's got a giant sword.
Berserk. It's like, why does all the guys look like girls, and they got big hair?
That's Bishonen.
Okay.
And there's,
no one can have a sword that big.
Guts has a sword that big. He trains by tying trees to his smaller sword and swinging it.
This is ridiculous. I don't believe this at all.
And then he's got Griffiths, who's the Bishonen.
Oh, okay.
Who's the pretty boy. See, you just don't know nothing.
All right. So
you're no longer senpai.
All right, so we're on Shadowrun still.
Yeah. It was just Sprawlgangers. Okay. It's their
the
minis
game.
Sounds really cool. Haven't seen anything from it yet. But yeah, I think all this stuff coming up for Shadowrun has me pretty excited because Shadowrun, for a long time, I've hated the rules system for Shadowrun.
Okay.
I think it's been trash forever. Never really liked it. So but I really liked the collectible card game.
Yeah.
The CCG was super fucking fun.
A lot of people really liked the CCG for sure. I remember that lasted way longer. I worked in a used bookstore for a while, and I'd go in and there'd be books and books and books of Shadowrun on our shelves. People just dumping their shit.
Yeah. The CCG was fun. It was a very fun game. I think the background, the world of Shadowrun is cool. It's interesting.
In the Midwest, I shouldn't say the Midwest, in the Chicagoland area, Shadowrun was huge for a very long time. I just remember everyone played Shadowrun at some point. My college D&D group, it's everyone would be like, you guys want to play Shadowrun? And everyone would be like, I have Shadowrun books. And
I got Shadowrun too.
And then I'd be like, oh, what? 56K? What?
You'd be downloading it yeah. Just give me that look, Janeway. Janeway. Janeway!
I have 24 megabytes of memory in my brain.
That was, that was Joe masturbating to
Captain Janeway.
And he was downloading on his 56K modem.
Kate Mulgrew. Kate Mulgrew, my penis bigger. Anyway. Anything else with the Shadowrun stuff coming out?
I'm pretty excited. As I see more information about it, I'll be bringing it up. You know, and listeners, what do you think about Shadowrun? Do you think that the cyberpunk world plus trolls and orcs is cool, or do you think it's
bullshit,
weak sauce?
I think it's bullshit. That's just me personally. Remember when they had
whatever? You like halflings and gnomes?
I do like halflings and gnomes. I'm a purist. Do you remember when they had the Shadowrun figures? Like they had like the big action figures.
Oh, that was shit. Yes, I do remember that. That was garbage.
Those
the clicky game.
You would
the
find
action figure clicky game.
You would find those in like used in the used bins at your game store for like years.
Oh yeah.
And I'd just be like, what is this bullshit?
There's a fucking action figure clicky game. Who thought that was a good idea?
You know, you gotta try everything at least once.
No, you don't. You have a successful fucking formula. You don't shit all over that.
Remember Disc Wars?
Like, if they'd have just
People
done...
still have Disc Wars.
If they'd have just done fucking Shadowrun HeroClix like they should have done in the fucking first place, that game would... The WizKids probably wouldn't have crashed in the first place. They had a successful formula and they shit all over it.
It's
like, hey Joe, I started a new company and I'm really successful making rubber band balls, and everybody really likes rubber band balls. So now my next product, I'm gonna poop in a jar and sell that. I'm investing a lot of money in it, so I hope it really takes off.
I know it's not WizKids anymore that's doing HeroClix, right?
It is WizKids.
Is it WizKids?
Well, it's NECA is producing it, but they bought WizKids and they bought the name, so it's still WizKids.
What is it with them with coming out with like? For every fucking little thing that comes out, they're like, we got collectible minigames for Gears of War or...
Easy sell. You can sell it to GameStop and people can buy. And the thing is, all those variant... I asked a couple guys I know who play HeroClix, and they're like, hey, doesn't this unbalance the game? Because it's like, there's these Street Fighter guys that are randomly here. There's the Gears of War guys, the Halo guys. Like, isn't that making like HeroClix all fucked up? They're all shitty.
Ah!
All of the alternate stuff are all really bad compared to the mainline HeroClix stuff.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter. They can produce as many as they want because you can't ever take them to HeroClix and have them do anything because they're garbage.
Ah.
There you go.
Now you know. And knowing is half the battle. All right. So then that leaves us with the big thing, which is Privateer Press's big...
The keynote speech.
By the way, Steve, let me ask you this. Now, whenever I talk with you about Privateer Press, I use the initials PP, but you always use PIP. Why does you always put the I in the center?
Because that's the SKUs for their products.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, if it's PIP 74034, that would be a SKU for the product.
Ah, so you go from your angle. I just go, because I always look at them like, what does PIP mean? This is stupid. Steve, stop being stupid.
Sorry, bro. I'm being proper.
You're being proper. They did a big keynote speech at, was it TempleCon or not TempleCon?
It was TempleCon.
Was it Temple? Okay, it was TempleCon. And Steve has a duck hat on right now.
It's not a duck. It's a platypus, you son of a bitch.
It's got a beak. It doesn't have a tail. How long is he going to know it's a platypus?
Are ducks this color?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
It's like a mallard.
No.
It's like a greenish blue.
This is a platypus.
Okay, so it's a fucking platypus. What platypuses aren't green? It's blue either. They're brown.
Dooby dooby doo, but dooby doo.
You are making a reference to something I have no idea about, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Maybe someone who listens will get it.
Okay. It's a fucking platypus. what the fuck is a platypus? Anyway, go on. So they did TempleCon. They did their big thing. So they announced for next year, I guess the big news for people who play War Machines, Warma Hordes, is that they are a new faction's coming out.
The Cult of Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus.
What about the other one? Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hey, I just met you.
And you're a robot.
This is clockwork. Call me Cyrus. You got none?
I ain't like that.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I saw him. I'm just like, it's more robots. Necrons for Warma Hordes.
Except they're awesome.
Necrons are awesome.
Eh. Necrons are Necrons. They look like skelebones. They're skeletons in space. These actually have kind of like a Metropolis feel to them. They actually look really cool.
They do. They have a. They're very not noir. That's not the word I'm looking for. Not Art Deco. Maybe Art Deco.
Yeah, Art Deco.
Art Deco feel to them. They're Clockwork Army. I don't know much about them. I was looking at some of the pictures. They look cool.
They look insane. They have a mechanic that. I would say,
well, they look insane rule wise. I just think they look okay as an army.
Oh, their miniatures I think look cool, but I want to see
they're
the
cool, but it's not.
I
like,
want to see the minis.
Yeah.
Privateers have a long history of making their models not look so good in pictures or in video presentations. I don't know why they have a problem with it. Now the rules are insane because they now have a rule. I think because Hordes has always had a big advantage over War Machine because of the way Fury works. Because Fury is far more efficient than Focus. War Machine, Focus sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's worse than Fury in every possible way, and Hordes has a huge advantage because of it. Well, the way that the Cyrus are going to be using their Focus...
Focus.
As their War Machine faction, is you can spend one Focus point on a Jack, and then when that Jack does something with that Focus... it can transfer that focus to another Jack.
Ah.
So you can spend one focus point and power all of your Jacks.
Really?
Yes. And that's a rule I think should just be in the game for everyone. That seems like a good way to balance Focus versus Fury.
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to be an army special feature of Cyrus. And their Warjacks are getting stats from their Warcasters. So if you have a Warcaster that's 7 rat and 2 mat. Like
7 rat.
He's a really good shooter and he's really shitty hand-to-hand. All of your Warjacks are 7 rat and 2 mat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I'm hoping that they balance this out so that it's not like...
My guess is the Jacks that have good other stats are going to be really, really pricey in points. But I did see one of their little cards for one of their Jacks. They have almost no hitboxes.
That's probably fragile. I was going to say, they have to balance it out somehow. This isn't Workshop. They're not going to...
Yeah, Private Press, they do their best to try and balance things
out. Yeah, and also, it looks cool, and it's kind of nice that they're creating a new faction. I always like War Machine, Wormhordes, because it's a very limited number of factions.
Yeah.
And so I hope it doesn't be... This is... They did Skyra 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
It was 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Okay, so this is the first new one in 3 years, so I'll give them a pass on it.
Yeah. I think this is a test bed for that focus bouncing rule, to be honest.
You think?
Yeah. I think this is something they're like, because I think they're aware that focus is underpowered. So I think they're going to release this army and be like, let's see how this works.
Interesting.
Without updating the edition. And then if it's nice, if it works well, when they do whatever next edition or whatever update, they're going to give these guys a souped up version of that rule and give that baseline rule to everybody.
So, I don't really have anything to add to that. But anyway.
Just my guess.
Yeah, I was like, it sounds okay. I guess that would work. I don't play enough to know the difference. I don't know if I've ever actually played against a Hordes army. I have my Kador army that's beautifully painted.
Robots. Robots. Did you repaint it? From the last time I saw it?
I don't know. They're on Facebook.
Okay. I don't know. The last time I saw them, you were like, "I got to repaint these," and I was like, "Yeah, you do."
Yeah, I repainted. I repainted them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're coming out with a Colossal for the Rulic Dwarves. So
and a battle engine
and a battle engine. So the war. So so mercenaries will now have
two colossals
and a battle engine.
Yeah.
Which sounds interesting to me. At least that'll make Dan Delanois super happy.
Oh, is he
loves
the
Rulic Dwarves.
Yeah, they're
the
really. They're really, really cool. Their Rulic Dwarves are awesome.
Yeah,
they have the little like doughboy kind of armor and the hats.
The Gundrixons.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. I'm gonna be pairing. I figured out what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna sell the Krix. I'm not gonna get rid of all of them. I'm going to actually pair them down and go like, this is crap. I'm selling this.
Okay.
This is extra. I don't need that. Selling that, and I'm going to keep the rest.
Yeah,
and
then you should just keep a small... You don't need that many figures.
Yeah, I have too many. Well, I'm going to keep good lists, too. Yeah. Like, I have a bunch of crap models. Like, they're, like, dudes that are just really bad in the game. Like, this guy is shit. Chum boy. Yeah. But, so that's what I'm doing. Other thing, speaking of paring down my Krix army, they unveiled the new tournament structure, the new tournaments they're doing.
Yeah, they did that. I was
insano.
I read it, and once again, it was like reading Spartan game rules. I was like, I don't get this.
I'll explain to you very simply. So there's doing two new tournament types. One is, I can't remember the fucking names of them because they always have goofy ass names. But their new like hardcore structure is one list, one caster, fully painted.
Okay.
That's standard. That's going to be like a standard thing.
That seems like how their other tournaments have been.
Well, that's kind of new. Fully painted is also a big difference.
Okay. If you don't go to a tournament with a fully painted army, I will slap you with my dick.
You've obviously never been to a Privateer Press tournament.
No, I've never.
Most people don't paint their toys.
That's fucking bullshit.
Most people assemble them.
How could you be into this hobby and not paint your toys?
Because most people just want to play the game.
They're fucking awful human beings.
There's a lot of people who do the same at Warhammer tournaments. I know plenty of people who haven't gone to Warhammer
tournaments.
Yeah, but
we know most people who
anything.
Go to Warhammer tournaments are awful human beings.
Well, yeah. No,
I'm joking,
true.
People.
That's
I'm joking.
True.
I'm not. Actually, I'm not joking. You're totally.
terrible human beings. Fuck you.
Are you listening to this podcast right now? You're a fucking weirdo. Anyway, so
most people who go to fantasy tournaments probably know who I am anyway, so they'll probably just all of a sudden it's like, hey Joe, what's that red dot on your forehead?
No, it would be a stun dart because they'd want to put you into the basement.
How are you doing, Joe?
Bring out the Steve. Steve's asleep. Told him I'd be here at 11.
I'm going to get a couple of hard piping.
I can't say the rest of the line.
No, you can't.
That would be offensive.
It is offensive.
It would be offensive. If I was a black man, I could say it.
Yes. You're
then it would not be offensive.
That's the one line that you refuse to cross, Steve.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the hardcore tournament is the one with the fully painted.
So the other one, which is the like championship series.
By the way, wait, hold on really quick. How many guys do you think are really butthurt? Like, I'm going to paint my fucking toys because
most people have it done by now, I think.
You think? But yeah. There's got to be some people who are like, I don't want to fucking paint my toys.
Oh, yeah. There's guys who just don't.
Like Delanois.
Like Delanois. Yeah. You're Dan Delanois. If Dan Delanois was like, fuck this, now I can't even go to War Machine tournament because my toys aren't painted. Yeah. And he flips the table over.
Joe, spray paint my models gray.
Yeah, spray these toys.
Spam gray. Spam silver so that they look like they're painted.
I just got to take them apart. See, he's just got to take them apart and spray the torsos one color, spray the arms one color, and the legs a different color, glue them back together, dip. And it's like three colors painted.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, continue.
So their championship series, the thing that's going to be like gather points throughout the year and like go to like a Worlds, basically.
Yeah, like kind of like how the NASCAR structure works.
I don't know about it. I wouldn't know anything about NASCAR. NASCAR's fucking good. Yeah, it's good as hell.
How come you don't have a NASCAR collectible minigame?
Because of Obama.
I think it's because they don't know how to get the NASCAR paints right in China.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They don't put enough lead in them.
They don't gotta get my NASCAR collectible minigame. I got 3 Dale Earnhardts. Dale Earnhardt's American. You know when Dale Earnhardt died, they buried his body all across this country?
Dale Earnhardt is a dirty driver. Dale Earnhardt died doing a scumbag move.
You take that back, you son of a bitch.
I ain't taking it back. Dale Earnhardt. Fuck. Oh, my God. Doing the hillbilly voice is killing me.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, continue with your world structure tournament.
Hardcore, whatever. Their world structure tournament. Fully painted.
Yes.
3 lists.
What?
You can take those lists.
3 lists from the same faction?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
3 lists from any faction you want.
What?
Which is huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Normally, you'd go to War Machine Tournament, you'd have 3 lists of Kricks, and you couldn't repeat models. Now, I could go, I'm going to take my Kricks, going to take my Kador, and going to take my Retribution lists.
All of them, 3 Colossals.
The variety you're going to be able to produce in a tournament is insane. Now, a lot of the... I had a little brief discussion about tiers, War Machine yesterday, and one of the things I feel about it is that the way that game is tiered in terms of like power levels, it's how many variables can your army beat?
Yes.
How many good lists can it bring? You know, like Kator is a good example. They can put up one really, really good army out of 3. They have one really great list. It's like, it's got these tricks, this guy's. But if that's it. Your other 2 lists, eh. So like you kind of fire your wad when you use that list in the Kator tournament, so you have to like hold it and be like, all right, I really need it now. And you use that. Now you could just take that list, and then for your other 2 lists, you could take different armies.
Interesting.
So armies that would be lower, like don't win very often, in my opinion, because they have, you know, only 1 or 2 viable armies, or they have 1 really good one or 2 mediocre ones. So you can now just use the best lists for your faction.
The best.
Period.
All right.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Nothing ever is going to keep you down. You're the best. All right.
Hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you.
Isn't that
to
John
stay.
Cicada? Is that John Cicada? No.
After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise to.
It's Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
The fuck did you not know that it was Chicago? You know, my wife loves Chicago. It's like her favorite band of all time. I don't get it. I have Chicago 1 through 5 on vinyl, so for her. I'm just not a Chicago fan.
I want to know what love is.
I want to know what love is.
You show me?
I like, what's that? God, I can't think of this. Fuck the joke.
Peter Cetera?
No, Peter Cetera. No, the
Bob Hope?
No, it's the song that Chicago does. 25 or 6 to 4, I think that's what it's called.
Mm.
25 or 6 to 4.
I don't know.
What about
Saturday in the park? I think it was the 4th of July.
I hate that song.
That song is bad.
So yeah, that's actually pretty cool that they're doing that for the tournaments. I think it will, at least people who are tournament players, it will kind of get them to branch out.
And I think it might get people who don't play tournaments, maybe because their faction is a little like me in terms of the tournament format, might actually want to give that a go.
Yeah, I guess. And then they
don't
go,
stop me now.
I know you were going to bring that up because you were talking about how amazing that song is.
Boner Jams.
It is a great song.
I want to create an album called Boner Jams, which is you and I singing our favorite
songs. Okay. Yeah.
And we need to market it like an infomercial.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time.
Are you having a bad evening?
I feel alive.
Gaming not going so well. Well, you need Joel and Steve's Boner Jams.
Turn it inside.
For three easy payments of $3.99, you'll be jamming your boner all night long. They sing the hits.
Stop.
Queen.
Because I'm having a
Chicago.
Good time. Having a good
commercials.
Time. I'm shooting. Stop. Leaping through the sky.
Movies.
Like a diamond. Defying the law
TV
of
shows.
Gravity. Whoa.
Made up tunes because they forgot the words.
Like Lady Godiva.
Boner jams.
Go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky.
I'm out of content for the commercial.
200 degrees. I'm calling Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light.
I'm gonna make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me.
Don't stop me. Have a good time. Don't stop me. I think I just did the entire song.
You did a lot of it.
I know.
This is a Joan Steve's Boner Jams.
One
make
day
it
I will tell you the story of why I know that song by heart. Probably when we go outside afterwards for a cigarette.
It's because you were furiously masturbating to Shaun of the Dead for a really long time.
No, it's a very embarrassing story, and I'm not going to tell you on air, but I will tell you later.
I see.
Also from...
Is this going back to the GIMP in the basement?
Kind of.
Ooh.
Just a couple last things in the Privateer Press. They have
deck building game.
They have, well, hold on. Let's finish up with War Hordes. They have two new books coming out. One is the actual, I think,
the book that's got the Cyrus,
and then there's going to be the
anthology,
which is, I'm kind of confused by what they're talking about.
They haven't
about.
Fully explained what the anthology is, but I think, remember how I was telling you that there's all the releases that like,
yeah,
a ton of shit for every faction. I believe that's the anthology.
That's book. What I was thinking, like kind of like where it just has like a bunch of little shit
because it's going to be for everybody.
Yeah, it'll have like the mounted psychic guys for the Kador. What are they called? The
Grey Lanternian.
Yeah, on horseback. And they'll just have all the new releases for the year in that. So that sounds good. I don't think it's going to be pushing the storyline kind of like how a lot of the Privateer Press books
have. The Convergence book will, with the Cyrus.
Yes,
the anthology won't.
The anthology won't.
Yeah.
But there's two more releases for Privateer Press that are coming out. One is, as you said, a deck building game.
There's a Hordes deck building game and a War Machine deck building game.
Ugh, why can't they just admit that it's one fucking game?
That you can put together.
That's bullshit.
What? What's
just
wrong with that?
One fucking game. Just call it War Machine and just Hordes and War Machine, one fucking game.
Well, that would be too many because there's every faction in each. There's four in each, so that'd be
fucking
eight.
God.
That'd be too many
so
cards.
So, who the fuck cares?
I do.
I don't. Just put it as one fucking game.
It's not one game.
Just admit it's one fucking game.
It's
War Machines
game.
And Hordes is one fucking game. Just admit it, Steve.
It's
admit
two
it.
Compatible games.
It's I hate you so much. It's the same fucking game.
It's two compatible games.
Okay. Anyway. So they're doing a War Machine and a Hordes deck building game. And as I say, it's deck building, so I'm just going to shut up and let Steve explain what deck building games, the mechanics behind
well,
this game.
Well, these two compatible games... You're likely going to be.
We gotta hurry up because we only have 7 minutes left.
All right. So basically, a deck build. How do they not know what a deck building game is by
no,
now?
No, I'm just like what the rules for.
Oh,
this
I have
game.
No idea what the rules are.
Oh,
they look fucking awesome. I saw some of the cards. The cards look really cool. The art looks great, but they didn't really go in depth on like how to play the game. But it's going to be a epic scale. So you're going to be the High Marshal, so you'll have multiple warcasters working under you, like battalions of troops. It's going to be for, you know, grand. It'd be the, like, equivalent epic.
Oh, okay.
It's War Machine and Hordes epic, but they
did it as
a deck building game.
I won't talk too long about this, but do you know at one point Target Games, which had the license to Chronopia, was putting out an epic level Chronopia game, mini game. I just discovered.
How much of it do you have?
I have none of it because it was never released. They just had test models.
Are you trying to get prototypes?
I should. No, I sold all my Chronopia, I told you. So anyway, then after the deck building game, they talk about level 7 is getting a mini game, which I'm assuming was, I talked about last week.
But it's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
A sequel game. It's still a board game. But there's minis.
I was talking about how there was going to be a new mini game for Privateer Press. I'm assuming that this was what
they were talking about. Even though it is still a board game, it just has pawns.
Which I still is an eternal debate on Game Classy of whether or not a board game with minis is a board game or a mini game.
I don't think it's a debate. If your game can be played without restrictions of cards, board, etc., you can play it anywhere. That's a miniatures game.
Okay.
If you have to have tiles that are packaged with your game, that's a board game.
Oh, okay. I disagree. But
so
anyway,
Dust is both. Dust has a board game where you use the tiles and you have to move by square, square, square. And then there's the ones where you measure. That's an interesting game.
Awesome. Well, anyway, that's the they're doing a level 7 sequel to the board game. It has minis this time. I never played level 7.
It's called Omega Protocol or something.
Really?
Like,
yeah. It's called, what the fuck is it, like Omega Protocol, the Sedition War?
No. It's
Omega Protocol, the Battle for Alabaster.
It's level 7.
Omega Protocol, Battle for Alabaster, Sedition War, Battle for Antares.
And you forgot Dust. You forgot to put Dust in there.
Dust.
And Android.
Zverograd. Netrunner.
Android. Level 7. Sedition Wars. Dust. Omega Protocol. Gates of Antares.
The Battle for Blackfire Pass. So anyway, we're going to end it right here because we're running low on time. And I still want to build up time so I can put back on level at episode 21.
Oh man, one day it'll be
back. One day it'll be back.
That one person who asked about it's going to be like, yes! You're going to fist bump.
They're going to listen to it. They're going to be like, I am sorely disappointed by this.
I really, really wish I wouldn't have campaigned to get this episode back so hard.
Anyway, go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy.
Yeah. Give me a follow. Send a tweet my way, and perhaps I will tell you that you are a bag of dicks.
Yes. And then, so Steve, we got to do a Twitter account. How many followers you got?
114, I think.
180. 280.
Fuck off. How are you getting so many? Are you doing a follow back?
No. I'm just like being like really active and trying to find people.
A follow back.
No, I'm not doing a follow back. I'm a great Twitter person to follow. I'm funny. I'm quippy. I make dick jokes.
I'm about to flood your Twitter feed with dick pictures.
Sweet. Anyway, Steve. Until next time.
Making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and you put it in a pancake.
I have no idea
what
this means.
That's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancakes.